Oklahoma has a shortage of qualified teachers, but apparently only those trained in a politically correct way qualify, at least according to some of the teachers' unions. Hello, and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is the Reverend Paul Blair of Reclaiming America for Jesus Christ. He wrote an article recently with the title, it's a rather mouthful, but here we go. Bartlesville Teachers Union calls to boycott the Not a Daycare University. Paul, welcome back to the program. So great to have you on again. And if you can go ahead and explain to us, what does that title mean? Unpack it for us.
Jerry, I appreciate the opportunity to be on. You're a good friend and always honored to be on the air with you. Everett Piper, of course, is an Oklahoma treasure. He's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and, of course, came to some national notoriety a year or so ago when an article that he had done, or actually an inter-university incident, where a young man at his school had gotten offended over a homily one day during a chapel service that had been on the subject of love from 1 Corinthians 13. And this young man had his toes stopped on and he was offended. So Everett wrote this really sharp rebuke and, basically summarized it. Well, this is a university and not a daycare. And of course, since then, he's written a book and done a few other things and on Fox News and all sorts of national publications. And one of the things he does is he writes a weekly article for the Washington Times.
Yeah.
And he had written an article a month or so back with the title, Teaching Lechery and Getting Lechers. And as an educator, he was basically calling to task the area of education and how public education no longer teaches morality at all. In fact, usually chastises those that try to implement some form of morality, especially biblical morality, and basically was putting some blame, a substantial portion actually, on public education for the product that we're getting today, as you see, rampant sexual misconduct from anywhere from Washington, D.C. to Hollywood. And obviously, very factual article. Anybody that was reading it would say, yeah, there's certainly a substantial amount of truth to that, except his own hometown, Bartlesville, which is where Oklahoma Wesleyan University resides. The local teachers' union was all in a tizzy over this thing and greatly offended. And they had called for a boycott of teachers or any teacher that was educated at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Well, if you're involved in the state of Oklahoma right now, all you hear in our state legislature is we need to raise more money to pay teachers more, and they keep talking about how we have a shortage of good teachers and that teachers are leaving the state for more money elsewhere. And I thought it was ironic that supposedly we have a shortage of quality teachers, yet you've got a teachers union calling to boycott teachers that were trained at Oklahoma Wesleyan University because of this supposedly insensitive article by Dr. Piper.
Hmm.
And, of course, my response was just basically, as a pastor and a fan of Everett's, and I was just trying to reestablish the facts and just what nonsense this was. And, the truth of the matter is public education, of course, as you know the history as well as anybody, Jerry, the Bible and biblical morality was the cornerstone for why America was exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
And our founding fathers knew that religion, morality, and knowledge was the three things that public education was largely responsible for incorporating into the training of our youth. And, of course, that has all been abandoned. We saw the Bible and prayer taken out of public education in the early 60s. Then we saw with LBJ the government encroach upon public education and assuming control over it. Then in 1980 with Stone v. Graham, you had the Supreme Court taking the Ten Commandments out of public schools for afraid the kids might actually be affected by reading them. And, of course, the sexual revolution and so on and so on and so on. But when you realize that, in a typical week, public ed has access to our kids more than anybody. I mean, they've got 40 hours a week with our children. And, a church, you may have 1 or 2 hours of training with a child. In fact, the public education even has more access to the kids than the parents do. So when you consider that we no longer are teaching morality, And in fact, we're no longer teaching much of anything anymore. It's more, rather than reading, writing, and arithmetic, it's how you should feel about transgenderism or climate change. Mm. But my article, Kate, was out a strong defense of Everett and basically recounting the historical facts and placing a substantial portion of the blame where it is due, and that is on the fact that schools no longer teach morality. Of course, that's greatly different from the public education that I grew up in, and I'm sure you grew up in.
Hmm. And let me just quote here, if I may. I mean, this article that you referenced, Teaching Lechery and Getting Lectures, reminds me of a great quote from C.S. Lewis, where he said, "We make men without chests and expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst." I mean, it is amazing. And here's one of the statements you made when you were kind of giving an overview of what's gone wrong in America and laying much of the blame, frankly, at the doorstep of the school. "The doctors abandoned scientific fact and bent to political pressure by redefining homosexuality from sin to sickness, to lifestyle, and now we aren't even sure what bathroom to use. Within two decades, vice officially was redefined as virtue." Yeah, this is incredible. And one of the things that is so amazing to me is that Oklahoma seems like a very conservative state. I mean, just based on your elected representatives, they're some of the best around, some of the best senators. I love both those guys that you've got, and some of your and you've had some really good people right through the years. Does the Bartlesville Teachers Union, is that reflective of Oklahoma at large? It doesn't seem like it would be.
No, Oklahoma, and again, Oklahoma gets a lot of credit because you compare us to other states, and we certainly are more conservative than many states in the union. However, you know, with every 10 years, you know, our standards are rotting. You know, all of our country standards are rotting. And unless we have a good old-fashioned repentance and revival and return to, you know, biblical absolute truths, you are going to continue to erode in this direction. You know, whatever is in vogue in Hollywood and New York City creeps into Oklahoma City within about 10 years. So, and then one of the most liberal segments, unfortunately, and you know, it wasn't always this way, but unfortunately, educators have become some of the most liberal with their worldview. And I would say that as a whole, the teachers' unions across the state are probably more liberal than the average Oklahoma citizen. And, you know, a point I made in the article that you referenced is, you know, Everett and I have been friends. We have spoken on the same platform at many events across the country. And, you know, there's another group that Everett also chastises, and that's pastors. You know, that pastors have abandoned their call and duty and no longer are calling sin, sin, and proclaiming righteousness without apology and pointing to the absolute truth of Jesus Christ without any other option. You know, pastors have compromised. But whenever Everett's gotten up and railed on pastors, I've never been offended. My feelings weren't hurt because I'm not one of the pastors that he's talking about. So I made a reference in the article. I thought it was quite telling that Bartlesville Teachers Union is the one that squawked. And I even referenced there at the end that, you know, there's an old saying, if you throw a rock in the yard, the only dog that yelps is the one that you hit. So me thinks that Bartlesville was protesting too much. So perhaps they're the ones that needed to listen and reread his article consider the truths in it.
But now, on a real practical note here, does the teachers' union have the power to say, okay, we will not accept graduates, you know, would-be teachers who are graduating from Oklahoma Wesleyan University? By the way, the same thing could be applied if you said, okay, we're not going to take, Wheaton College or Moody Trinity, et cetera.
Right. No, at the end of the day, it falls on the teachers, on the school board. And it's up to the school board to make the decisions for their hiring practices. And obviously, you know, in a day and age when Oklahoma is probably suffering a shortfall of real quality teachers, they would be foolish to all of a sudden ostracize one particular group just because they were mad at that university's president. But we also know the reality of the world in which we live in, and a teacher's union or a local union can certainly make life miserable if they wanted to. And I think that's what they've been doing. I think they've been all taking turns writing letters to the editor of the local Bartlesville paper and trying to rake Everett over the coals. Mm. And, you know, being a fellow Oklahoman, a committed Christian, and a friend of Everett's, I just decided to put a little commentary out there, as I do periodically, and shared it with our pretty substantial email network, and obviously it got to you, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's a shame, though. There's a sense in which Christians are being hounded out of different places, you know, by would-be you know, administrators, or, you know, in all kinds of different ways. It's almost like, okay, if you're a Christian and you hold these views and you dare to speak them out in public, then you're going to be branded a bigot, and they want to silence you and shut you up. And yet those Christian teachers might be among the most conscientious and the best teachers around, but because of their biblical worldview. Oh, no, we can't have that.
That's right. Well, one thing that has to happen is the church has to become the church again. You know, unfortunately, the average Christian in America, it has become so intimidated that they are politically correct, and they silence themselves for fear of raising the wrath of the in vogue crowd. But if Christians would actually consider the apologetics, the factuality of their faith, and consider what the Scripture actually says, and make a decision: if I'm a Christian, then that means I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That means I believe and obey and follow the Word of God. It's not like a buffet line where I can just pick and choose. I like this, but I'm going to not put that on the tray. If you're a follower of Christ, then you've got to be a follower of Christ, and you either get in or you get out. And we've got too many Christians that are basically abandoning ship when it starts to get a little heated out there. And then the few, you know, quite frankly, Jerry, goes all the way back to, you know, think of Anita Bryant. There's another, an Oklahoma hero that, of course, had made Florida her home. And you go back to I believe it was the 70s, you know, she was basically the orange juice queen. And she came out and made some absolutely biblically sound, truthful statements about the sin of homosexuality. And she just got absolutely annihilated. Mm-hmm. And where were the Christians standing with her? And, you know, that's the same thing is true even in our day and age. When a Christian comes out and makes some sort of strong biblical statement that's factually absolutely true, and they start to suffer some heat, well, the Christian community ought to come out 100-fold in their support. And if Christians had the same zeal to vote with their wallets and to make their opinions known graciously through editorials and by showing up at educational board meetings and the like, then perhaps it wouldn't be this way.
And also, you know, run for the school board if you're
absolutely
so led.
Absolutely.
And so forth.
Absolutely.
And to support the good ones.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've been taught that politics is a dirty word. Well, it's not. You know, politics by definition means the art or science of government. And if it was God that established the entity or institution of civil government in the first place, then Christians ought to be right smack dab in the middle of it. But we've said, oh, politics is dirty. Well, politics only became dirty when Christians abandoned that realm. And Satan's been more than happy to fill that void. So if Christians would become knowledgeable and engaged and educated in a comprehensive biblical worldview, and then, as you just said, be involved, serve on the school board, serve on city councils, you'll run for mayor and at every position, then perhaps, you know, the salt doesn't do much seasoning when it stays in the shaker. Mm-hmm. If the salt's going to make a difference, it's got to get out and influence some things. So that's what we've got to do as well. Too often we just stay inside the safety of the four walls of our church. Well, Christians need to get out and engage the culture a little bit.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for being with us. Paul Blair of Reclaiming America for Jesus Christ. The website, by the way, is the letters RA4C.org. RA4C.org, as in Reclaiming America for Jesus. Okay, thank you, or for Christ. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Jerry, always a pleasure. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.